Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The spiral never ending, are we drawn toward the source? Spinning at the mercy of an unrelenting force. So we stare into the emptiness and fall beneath the weight. Circling the nexus, an A fever dance with fate.
That's the song, the Nexus.
The spirit that knows it's
the late, great, awesome, immortal Dan Fogelberg. That's an awesome song. That's the first song on the Innocent Age album, Dan Fogelberg. That album came out in 81, 82, something like that. It's really important. You'll like it. I promise you. You'll thank me later if you buy it. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're spinning platters and talking small business here on the Small Business Advocate Show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Chad Moutray, Chief Economist for the National Association of Manufacturers, NAM. NAM.org is the website. And Chad, thanks again for being here. As we went to the break, I was saying that I was talking about the elasticity of the economy today and largely into next year, which is more of a reaction, like energy built up behind a wave or pulling a rubber band or a slinky going down steps. I think we're going to have that, but it's going to be a little bit unnatural. I think a little unnatural next year, sort of like 2020's roller coaster was. And then by the end of the year, the policies of the Harris-Biden administration will start to set in. And I believe they're going to be very much like the Obama policies, only worse. And I think that people will start making investment decisions based on those policies, which will be restrictive against employers. It'll be ominous for investors. And when I say investors, I mean small business investors in their own business, things like that. I think it'll have an impact. What do you think?
Well, I mean, I think the key for us is going to be reaching out to those new Biden folks as quickly as possible. We've been having a lot of entries into the transition team. Janet Yellen was at our executive committee meeting. She's the Treasury designee, as you know, on Tuesday, right, to kind of outline what she sees as priorities. And so I think the key here, and as you know, and I said this in the break, but a lot's going to happen, obviously, on January 5th in terms of what happens in the Senate.
Yep.
If Republicans win those two seats or even just one of them, they'll keep the Senate, and that certainly will be a check in terms of whatever policies might get through. But even if the Democrats take both of those two seats, it's a 50-50 Senate, right? And so
right.
You still
yeah, and mainly because we still have Romney. Because the Republicans still have Romney in the Senate. Who knows what he's going
to
do?
Well, you're going to need to get anything passed, and this is true regardless of what our policy folks tell us. You're going to need people in the center of both parties to get anything through, right? That's what both in the House
right.
and the Senate. Keep it in mind, in the House, the Republicans picked up seats, and so the Pelosi only has like a 5 or 6 seat majority, right?
Mm-hmm.
So a little wiggle room there. And so I think what that does for trade associations or business lobbyists in Washington is we've got to find those gettable Republicans and Democrats in the center and try to, on an issue-by-issue basis, get what we can, right? And try to work with the administration as much as we can, the new incoming administration, to see what we can do to make sure they understand what manufacturing or business priorities are, right? So that puts a lot of onus on us. I agree with you that you know, obviously all of our members love tax reform, right? And there's going to be a lot of
low regulations.
Right? And regulations. And so, you know, we've got to make sure we communicate what those priorities are. We're going to be playing a lot more defense, as you said, much like we did in the Obama
right.
administration. But that's why the next few weeks matter, really, in terms of our being able to get out there, communicate what our priorities are. And business really needs to be vocal, right, about
right.
what matters and what doesn't matter.
Do you think... Do you
There's going to be some areas where we can work very closely with the Biden administration. There's going to be areas where we push back, right? But you got to have that open dialogue up front early and often.
Am I correct in saying that we were building momentum for reshoring over the last 3 years, reshoring industries, manufacturing, at least in this hemisphere, if not the United States, over the last 3 years, and that could be in jeopardy now? Would that be correct in thinking that?
Well, certainly to the extent that business conditions matter, yes. I mean, as you know, every manufacturer I talk to says that they're reevaluating their supply chain. So this is a perfect opportunity for us to present the United States in a different way, right? And so that means, you know, if companies are, when they're thinking about where they're going to locate, they look at taxes and regulations, that kind of stuff. But they also look at infrastructure and broadband and what the workforce looks like. There's a whole host of areas where we can present the United States in a favorable light that helps us get more of that business back here. As you know, we put out a policy proposal in May, really, to help incentivize that onshoring process. And so, I mean, that kind of more or less outlines that. And the key thing here, as you mentioned, is the tax and regulatory side, right? Making sure that we still have a competitive tax rate, right? Right now we do, right? And that the regulatory burdens are not excessive, right? And so, but there are other elements to that conversation as well. And you know, there's a high likelihood we might get an infrastructure package maybe, right? So those things also help, right? Especially on the margin.
Well, and do you think that there's enough understanding among manufacturers that China is not only not our friend, they're our enemy on many levels, to make them make those decisions quickly? Is that in their minds, you think, now?
I definitely think that an incoming Biden administration could be tough on China, so I think that
needs to be pervasive in the marketplace, if not in Washington. That thinking, China, we're in World War III with China, folks, right now. This is not a Cold War. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.